Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1 female nature is universal. Giorgia Meloni in Italy cracked down on boat migrants, but she still allowed 500,000 non-EU migrants into the country. Now I'm hearing that the president of Japan, she's doing the same thing, and her popularity has also started to plummet. We're living in a gynocracy, and female nature is universal even if female leaders pretend to be conservatives. It's just bait and switch, and blue-pilled conservatives are dumb and keep falling for it. Moving on, I really want to see how this woman is going to try and escape accountability. She lost her 800 grand disability case after photos of her came out with her winning a tree-throwing competition. She traded attention for her fraudulent pension. Maybe it was all worth it and she won $1 million throwing that tree. Yeah, I doubt it. I don't know about the United States, but in Canada, the majority of people on disability aren't actually disabled. Number 3, in Poland, they have community fridges to fight waste and hunger. Anyone can leave food inside of them and anyone can take what they need. This only works, though, because they're little to no migrants or enrichment in Poland. Try doing this in Canada with Indians. They would actually take the fridge, too. The only thing this idea works for in places like Canada and the United States are those tiny little libraries that people put out in their neighborhood, but usually the white ones. Looks like the enrichment crowd either can't read or they don't have a use for books. Up next, women sexualize everything, because it's all they've got, and now that guys are checking out of the dating market, it's getting harder and harder for women to get their attention. At this point, it's just NPC behavior. They put themselves in front of an important object or cause thinking that somehow men will think that they believe in the same thing and stand for the same thing too. In the end, she just wants attention and trying to project the idea that she's a female chameleon pretending to stand for the same things that you do. Number 5, this woman ended her boyfriend by stabbing him and now she's accepting boyfriend applications from jail. Men are so gullible lining up thinking that they can change her. She played the ultimate reverse Uno card on this guy. Usually she would be the one with the black eye and he would be in prison. But it looks like even the brothers out there are having to be careful with these stabby Macbeth types. Looks like she became the violent criminal that she's attracted to. Moving on, the standard of living in Canada is crashing. When the Canadian government imports millions of Jeets, the wealthy people with means leave for the United States or Latin America. Those are the people paying most of the taxes to support all those migrants. I'm officially now spending half of my year outside of Canada and in the United States. Sure, the traffic is bad in parts of Central Florida and there's some enrichment, but it's sort of like living in Toronto back in 1996, and yet Americans complain more about things than Canadians do. Number 7, here are Lenny Kravitz, age 61, and Ernie Hudson, age 80. Do black men age slowly? They probably age the same as everybody. These two guys are just outliers because they have low-stress lives and they work out. The reason I think they look younger is because whites look older due to sun exposure. Most whites would age the way that Southeast Asians would if they stayed out of the sunshine. On the flip side, just look at how badly she aged. Up next, here's the difference between what feminists fought for and what they gave up. This isn't exactly correct, though. They got adult social interaction at work, they can meet two men if they want to, but most importantly, they don't have to deal with screaming kids all day. No one wants that. The only hope for this species is robot nannies to raise the young and artificial wombs to birth them. Otherwise, we're doomed as a species. The average woman would rather be a wage slave than a mother. What does that say about so-called nurturing female nature? Number 9, Billy Corgan says that rock music was deliberately pushed out of the mainstream. He says that in the late 90s, it was pushed out by MTV and radio stations. It had to do with record sales, though, because young white folks were the first ones to use Napster and file-sharing applications, and they stopped buying CDs and tapes. The black community did that later, so rap music was pushed to cater to the demographic that wasn't computer savvy enough in the late 90s and early 2000s, and they still ended up buying music. Country music was also big in the 2000s as well as EDM. Moving on, this Canadian judge ruled that a sex offender registry for PDF files and rapists is unconstitutional. Perhaps he's just playing the long game for when he's finally found out. Can't you just picture him in a trench coat sitting on a park bench near a bunch of kids? In Canada, it seems the judges are more about being activists than being in it for the justice. Someone definitely needs to check that guy's hard drive. I guess in Canada, protecting PDF files is more important than protecting kids. Number 11, here's what it's like when a newly divorced single mother goes out for the first time in a decade. and she'll still get more attention than the average man these days. Funny though, because she kind of reminds me of Chris Jericho for WWE. Maybe this also proves that women are desperate to look like the men that they so desperately want to be with. This mom looks like she's looking for an old-school rock type of guy. Up next is Purdy Mayer's kids told the cops that they caught her romping around with a teenage boy at a boozy pool party. Purdy Mayer, that's an interesting way to say PDF file. And you know that things are bad at home when your own kids rat you out. In the 90s, she just would have been Stifler's mother. Today, there's a version of Stifler's mother in every school going after those teenage boys. This has to be the 10th woman in the news this week that's been caught for humping them kids. Number 13, here's a perfect example of the insanity of female nature. They would rather be with a hot felon than with the average man. It's not insanity, it's just evolutionary psychology. They want to be with the strongest and most violent men because they believe he's going to protect them the best. The truth isn't that they want attractive felons. It's that they'll lose their minds for any man that gives them the tingles. Moving on, I'm looking forward to Mad Max in real life as Australia only stores enough fuel for a month. With the Strait of Hormuz closed off as of scripting this, if Australia runs out of fuel, what's going to happen? If I want to make close to 7 figures this year, then the Strait of Hormuz needs to remain closed, and the economy needs to crash so my massive short positions can profit nicely. Let's see if the Mad Max prophecy is fulfilled. Number 15, women always complain about the broke men, but maybe they need to start telling us why the rich men don't want them instead. Because then they have to share the fact that the rich men don't want to commit to them, and they only want them for fun, sexy time purposes. That's embarrassing for them, and sharing that will reduce their status in the eyes of men and other women. They can't be emotionally vulnerable, even though they always tell men to be so. Up next, why do we keep seeing this trend where men say that dating trans women doesn't mean you're gay as a man? Looks like men don't want to be gay shamed, even though they're technically with another dude. While we're at it, could we also add those weird cuddle groups into the list of gay activities? But maybe we can actually come up with another name for them, like knob gobblers or something like that. With this, there is no gray area, just a gay area. Number 17, why do people have the urge to hoard? This guy tells his son all the stuff in his storage unit will be his one day. I hoard because the new stuff out there is worse than the old stuff and it's more expensive. I keep it around for nostalgia's sake. But I'm not exactly a hoarder, more like a collector, and my stuff is actually worth tons of money. I refuse to hoard things that wouldn't even sell for a dollar at a yard sale. Moving on, this Florida nurse got a bad case of Trump derangement syndrome, and said he would never help anyone during surgery who was a mega Trump supporter. After he got fired, he said that it was just a joke, and that being let go was way too extreme. Sure it is. He effed around and he found out. Plus, just saying something like that makes him a liability to the hospital, and they probably won't be able to get insurance for him to do operations anymore. Number 19, trust the science bros. The men should ejaculate 21 times per month, at least to help prevent prostate cancer, of course. I guess that it's mission accomplished over here. I just do it to keep the old pipes clear, and also as one of the few chemical highs that I get from everyday life. Because of my health, it's pretty much one of the only vices that I can enjoy. Doing it 21 times a month reduces your chances of prostate cancer by 20% compared to only 4 to 7 times a month. Are you ready, Coomer Nation? Up next, this creepy nurse had sex with a patient and then falsely accused him of sexual assault. Why are female nurses so promiscuous? It's not just a meme, but it's actually the truth. Women in positions like this abuse their power. I can't see her volunteering the false allegation, though. My guess is that she was kicking and screaming all the way through court, trying to do whatever she could to avoid taking that accountability. Number 21, Lewis Hamilton ended his relationship with Kim Kardashian because every conversation turns out being about Kanye West. This guy's smart to walk away now because it sounds like she's just using him as an emotional tampon. If you're going to date someone and all they can talk about is their ex, then it's time to get the hell out of there. Looks like Kim Kardashian's entire identity is built around her time with Kanye West and their relationship. Moving on, looks like somebody is finally taking a stand against simping. This African general says that he'll arrest any man that kneels in front of a woman to propose to her. That proposing is not an African thing to do. It's time we enforce something like this in the West as well. In the past, when a man was beaten by his wife in public, he'd be put on a donkey riding backwards throughout the town while people pelted him with vegetables. Maybe we need to bring that back as well. Number 23, here's more bad news from Africa. With a general, they're saying that white people brought things to Africa that blacks will be tempted to steal. and that whites did it intentionally to make blacks look bad. I'm guessing that one day when Africa deindustrializes and Europeans stop sending them food, its population will collapse. And then Europeans and East Asians will enter again and loot what's left of the continents. Plus, once the white people are gone in Africa, the black people won't be tempted to steal anything anymore. But actually, they will. They'll just come to Europe to try and steal it there. Up next, here's a picture showing you how much of a high-trust society Canada was. This photo taken 10 years ago shows people leaving change and tickets on the ticket booth because the transit machine was broken. This would never happen today because the moment people started putting money there, the Jeets would collect all of it because they see this as weak human behavior and exploiting it is a virtue on their part. Here's a sea cobbett helping himself to the loot. Number 25 and the last one, is this all right? No, because she's going to claim that she just wants to play Nintendo with you. But after she gets a hold of your joystick, she's probably going to file a false allegation. Maybe that 19-year-old is a fed. Anything is possible these days. At this point, I'd prefer a relationship with a 19-year-old because she'd be more fun to be around and not as run through. Women will say this relationship is wrong, but if you swapped out the genders, they'd say it's perfectly all right. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.